Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. What to do if you've been cheated on? This is a big topic, and I want to say I don't have a simple color by numbers answer. No one does. Every situation is different because every relationship is different. Everyone's history is different. What activates you is different, right? So my goal is to give you things to think about. My goal is to give you hopefully some direction. Maybe something I say will get you to have some insight or revelation about your situation. My goal is not to tell you what to do. Okay, first thing I want to say is that I, like so many, believe that infidelity can feel like the worst, meaning, you know, the most betrayal. And I get it. I mean, you feel like you were just cut at the knees. I mean, the promise has been broken, right? And you start thinking about your entire relationship and if anything was real. And you start thinking about if this person has the ability to do this, I don't even know this person, right? Like, we start going there. And I want to say that, and this may be kind of hard to hear, but I don't believe that if someone cheats, and I know there's different types of cheating, it means that what you guys have or had is wasted or gone, or, you know, or that was meaningless. So let me give you an example. I mean, I've had many clients, obviously, who have struggled with either being cheated on or they have cheated. And what's interesting is the clients that I worked with where they did the cheating, it's always most of the time it actually has nothing to do with their partner. It had more to do with them, where they're at in their life. The cheating was the byproduct of their unhappiness or their, you know, whatever they're going through. A lot of the situations were based on circumstance. You know that whole thing, being at the wrong place at the wrong time. I don't know if that's what it is, but you know what I'm saying, right? You're at a place in your life where possibly because there's been drift in relationship, you are lonely or you're vulnerable. You meet someone, there's a connection, maybe there's alcohol involved, and suddenly you're kissing someone, right? So there's a lot of those. Now, does that make it okay? Of course not. But I'm saying that's very different than someone intentionally cheating on you and hiding it from you and almost like living a double life, right? That to me is more difficult to heal from because that's not that, because it's like, that's, you know what it's like? It's like murder, in that if you have a plan and you intentionally murder someone, and it's something that is has been rehearsed, and you have, you know, you go execute that. That's very different than being in your car and because of road rage or where you're at in your life, you run, you know, you do something that you normally wouldn't do because you couldn't control your anger. And I think cheating, I know those are only two buckets, but I think cheating can fall into either of those buckets, in that a lot of times, or not a lot of times, but I think it could be either one where there's intention and there is a lot of hiding, and there's, you know, this calculation and intentionally cheating, whether it's with one person or many, and keeping that secret from their partner. And then there's the cheating that is circumstantial, or, you know, wrong place, wrong time, and it wasn't planned, it wasn't intentional, it happened, and it was a mistake. Now, I think that if you've been cheated on and it's the situation where the person made a mistake, and this is what's going to be telling, is he or she owning up to it. Because if someone cheated and they minimize it or defend themselves or blame it on you or blame it on, you know, the relationship or that there's no sex or whatever, that's really hard to recover from. Because the recovery of infidelity is going to require both of you. So this is one of the misconceptions, that you could heal from cheating just by the, you know, the person that cheated is waiting for the person who got cheated on to forgive and heal and move on. And if that's going to be the approach, good luck, because it's probably not going to be the relationship is not going to be salvaged. It really takes two people wanting to both repair their relationship. So obviously forgiveness is included, but also reflection, ownership, taking responsibility, all of that. That's what's required for this to even have a chance. Infidelity and cheating is probably the hardest thing to recover from. I mean, that's been my experience with working with clients. Now, going back to those two examples, if you've been cheated on and your partner has been keeping a lie from you or many lies from you for years, you know, if he or she has been cheating on you with multiple people or, you know, or with one person, but for a long time, that now like bleeds into character. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just about someone who is numbing or running or feeling lonely or horny or whatever. That's like, to me, character driven. So the question I would ask myself is, oh, this person has this character trait, and do I want to invest in this? Like that to me would be a lot harder to that situation, a lot harder for me to forgive and kind of really heal and trust again than something that happened, you know, at a high school reunion one Sunday afternoon. Okay, my point in this episode is just to express, and those are two extremes, and those are very kind of, they're the common ones, right? But, and then there's everything in between. You know, it may be someone cheats because they had a moment with their ex and feelings were brought up, but they don't necessarily want to be with their ex, or, you know, or maybe someone cheats because an old flame came back in the picture. I don't know. Maybe I have a friend who was on an airplane and connected with someone. They didn't cheat, but they were on an airplane and they connected with someone sitting next, they were sitting next to each other, and was propositioned and could have easily cheated and also confessed to me that there's nothing wrong in, there was nothing wrong in her relationship. The relationship was great, you know? And as we talked about it, the potential almost cheating, because it's not in her character, came from her needing to feel like desired, and there was something about that plane ride at the time in her life where it just landed, in the sense that she realized through that chemistry that it made her feel alive. It made her feel like, you know, the feelings she had in high school. And it wasn't the person sitting next to her. It was the feeling that was created by a stranger, right? So she didn't want to be with this person, obviously, and she didn't cheat. But what was interesting was the power of that. And so even people who are like, yeah, I'm never going to cheat on my partner. Okay, sure. But you're human, and there are times when you can actually be like, oh my God, I could see how this could happen. And so she was one of those people who, you know, put cheating on, like, you know, the worst. That's a deal breaker. It's the worst thing ever. I would never cheat on my partner. And yet here she is on a plane, felt a connection with someone. I mean, didn't allow herself to cheat or anything, but had the fantasy, you know? And she realized how something like that could happen in the air, in a plane. So for her, it was kind of like, oh, I see that I'm human. I see that how this could happen. But I also now want to take this experience instead of blaming myself. I mean, I didn't do anything wrong, but I felt almost like I could have. Taking that as information and exploring where that comes from, right? And from a curious place, not from a judgmental place, but oh, she realized where it came from was being in a long-term marriage. It just, the monotony of that, and it's not like there was anything, any problems in her marriage, but she hasn't felt butterflies, or she actually hasn't done anything like, I don't know if the word's bad, but like, you know, she colors inside the lines. And so there's something about this where it felt bad. It felt like she would be coloring outside the lines, something that she's not used to, and there's something very alluring about that, right? So just to kind of understand where you're at, what's going on, I think is a huge piece. So my point is, it's complicated. My point is, if you are judging hard about infidelity, then you're probably not being curious about all the different whys. So it's important to kind of not judge. And I don't know where you're at as far as, I mean, if you were cheated on yesterday, yes, you're going to judge. You're going to have a lot of feelings. So you're not there yet. But ultimately, when the feelings kind of subside, and you could start thinking straight again, to not judge it, but to be curious, okay? And this doesn't mean that you are forgiving. This doesn't mean that you want to continue the relationship, but just to be curious, let's examine the black box. When you're ready, put your feelings aside, your anger, pretty much, let's examine the black box. Why did this happen? Oh, because what you want to do is you want to understand it. And this is what most people don't do. They don't understand what happened because they don't give themselves / their partners a chance because they're too busy pointing the finger, being angry, and saying, fuck you, you know? And all of that, you know, rightfully so. I get it. I mean, I would feel that way as well. I mean, of course, you're going to feel betrayed. But you have to understand. And the only path to healing and forgiveness, I believe, is understanding. So that's kind of step one, is to get curious, put on your detective hat, and try to understand why this happened. Without the blame, just be curious.